All right, so today we're diving into something that might not sound like the most exciting thing at first.
Yeah.
PC power management.
Yeah, not exactly a page turner.
Right. But trust me on this one, this deep dive could actually save you some serious cash
Yeah.
and maybe even prevent a security headache or two down the line.
Oh, absolutely.
So we're looking at the Auto Shutdown Manager software.
Okay.
And we're using the manual version 5 to be exact.
All right.
And this manual is packed with ways to optimize your PC usage,
Okay.
whether you're at home in the office or even running a whole school's worth of computers.
Yeah, you know what's interesting about Auto Shutdown Manager is it isn't just about, automatically hitting the off switch.
Right.
It really tackles this problem of computers running needlessly. And as the manual points out, this is a much bigger deal than a lot of people realize.
You mean like when I leave my computer on overnight?
Exactly.
I know I should shut it down,
Yeah.
but sometimes I just forget.
And you're not alone. The manual cites studies showing that a whopping 20% of computers aren't properly shut down.
Wow,
Which
20%.
not only wastes energy, but it also wears down the hardware faster.
So I'm actually shortening the lifespan of my computer by being lazy?
You are.
Ouch.
Oh, God.
Okay, but beyond the energy savings, what about the security aspect?
Yeah, that's a big one.
Right.
An unattended computer that's powered on is way more vulnerable to attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Auto Shutdown Manager helps mitigate that risk
Okay.
by ensuring that computers are off when they're not supposed to be running.
So it's like locking your front door.
Yeah.
A simple action, but big security implications.
Absolutely.
I have to admit, the idea of a program controlling my computer's power makes me a little nervous.
Yeah, I get it.
This is just gonna like suddenly shut down in the middle of my work?
No. That's where the beauty of Auto Shutdown Manager's flexible operation modes comes in.
Okay.
It's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
All right.
It offers can, should, and must modes to fit different needs.
Okay, so let's unpack those a bit. Can sounds pretty permissive.
It is. Can basically means the software can shut down the computer if conditions are met, but it's not mandatory.
Okay.
Think of it as a gentle suggestion.
All right, what about should?
Sure.
Does that mean I get a warning before things go dark?
Exactly. Should mode gives users a heads up before initiating shutdown.
Oh,
So
okay.
if you're in the middle of something important, you can save your work or postpone the shutdown.
Okay.
It's a good balance between saving energy and respecting the user's workflow.
That makes sense. And I'm guessing must mode is for those situations where there's no room for debate,
Yeah.
like those display PCs we mentioned
You
earlier.
got it. Must mode means shutdown happens at a specific time. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Wow.
Ideal for computers that need to be off during certain hours.
Okay.
No warnings, just action.
All right. So there's a mode for practically any situation.
Right.
But what about those times when you absolutely cannot have a computer shut down, like during a major system update or a backup?
Yeah, Auto Shutdown Manager has a solution for that too.
Okay.
It's called maintenance mode.
Maintenance mode.
Administrators can activate this mode to prevent shutdowns during critical periods.
That's a relief.
Right.
So even with all these automated features, I'm still in control when it really matters.
Exactly.
But let's be honest, I'm not always the most organized person.
Sure.
What if I forget to schedule a system update or a backup? Does Auto Shutdown Manager just get in the way?
No, not at all.
Okay.
This is where the software's network awareness and client-server model really shine.
All right.
Clients, like your personal computer, can actually wake up servers on demand.
Okay.
This prevents them from running 24/7 when they're not needed.
So no more servers humming away all night long, wasting energy and money.
That's the idea.
I like that idea.
And servers can also detect connected clients and prevent shutdowns while they are in use.
Okay.
So those resources are always available when needed.
So it's a two-way street,
It is.
making the whole network more efficient.
Exactly. Much more efficient.
This client-server model sounds perfect for businesses or schools with lots of computers.
Yeah, definitely.
But managing all those individual settings must be a nightmare.
Well, actually, Auto Shutdown Manager offers a centralized management feature
Oh.
through its management console.
Right.
Think of it as mission control for your entire PC power management strategy.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Oh,
Tell
yeah.
me more about this management console.
So it's a really powerful tool that lets administrators remotely control and monitor individual PCs or even entire groups of computers.
Wow.
You can push out updates, adjust shutdown settings, and even schedule wake-up events all from one central location.
So no more going desk to desk making changes.
Nope.
That's a huge time saver.
It is.
But with so much control at your fingertips, wouldn't it be easy to accidentally shut down the wrong computer or interrupt someone's work?
That's a valid concern.
Yeah.
But Auto Shutdown Manager has a few safeguards in place.
Okay.
Remember those user warnings we talked about earlier? Those are customizable, so you can make sure people get a clear heads up before anything happens.
Right. That makes me feel better. But what about situations where a computer appears idle,
mm-hmm.
but is actually doing something important in the background?
Yeah.
Will Auto Shutdown Manager be smart enough to detect that?
This is where it gets really interesting.
Right.
Most idle detection methods simply look at mouse and keyboard activity.
Right.
Auto Shutdown Manager goes way beyond that.
So it's not just about whether someone is actively typing or clicking.
Exactly.
Right.
It considers a wide range of factors, including CPU load, hard drive usage, network traffic, even the status of specific applications and services.
Wow.
It can even factor in external devices.
Really?
So if a printer is busy, Auto Shutdown Manager won't shut down the connected computer.
It's like it has a sixth sense for idleness.
You could say that.
But what about those times when you actually need to wake up a computer that's been shut down?
Mm-hmm.
Is that even possible?
Absolutely. Auto Shutdown Manager offers two methods for remotely waking up computers.
Okay.
An internal timer for scheduled wake up, perfect for things like overnight updates.
Right.
And Wake on LAN or WOL for on-demand, wake up from sleep, or even a powered off state.
Well, sounds familiar, but refresh my memory. How does that work?
So it involves sending a special network packet, often called a magic packet, to the target computer.
Okay.
This packet triggers the computer's network card to wake it up.
So it's like sending a virtual alarm clock over the network.
That's a great way to put it.
Very cool. And Auto Shutdown Manager supports various WOL options for different scenarios.
It does.
Okay. This is all starting to sound pretty impressive, but I'm assuming it's super complicated to set up.
Not at all.
Really?
The manual outlines the configuration and deployment process, and it's surprisingly straightforward.
Okay.
For individual PCs, it's a simple installation.
Right.
And for larger networks, there are options for automated deployment.
Okay.
Ensuring every computer is configured correctly without any hassle.
So whether you're a single user or managing a whole company's worth of computers, Auto Shutdown Manager seems to have you covered.
It does.
And we're just scratching the surface here.
Here we are.
The real magic lies in the specific configurations and how they can be tailored to various real-world scenarios. Okay, I'm ready to go deeper.
Right.
Let's talk about some of these key configuration aspects.
Right.
Where do we start?
Let's start with the Idle Timer tab, which is essentially the heart of Auto Shutdown Manager's idle detection and shutdown process.
Okay, from what I've gathered, it's all about this countdown timer concept.
Exactly. The machine shuts down when the timer reaches zero.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really cool is that you can customize which events reset that timer.
So you can tailor the idle detection to match your specific usage patterns.
Absolutely. You can set it up so that mouse or keyboard activity resets the timer, but you can also include things like CPU or hard drive usage network activity or even the presence of certain applications.
That level of customization is impressive. It ensures that the computer only shuts down when it's truly idle, based on your definition of idleness.
Exactly.
But let's say I step away from my computer for a few minutes to grab a coffee. I wouldn't want it to shut down just because I stopped typing.
That's where the cycles and priorities system comes in.
Cycles and priorities.
The longer a system is idle, the more events Auto Shutdown Manager monitors to prevent an unwanted shutdown.
Okay.
So those brief moments of inactivity won't trigger a shutdown.
Okay. That makes sense. So the system adapts based on how long the computer has been idle. Pretty clever.
It is. And this is just one example of how Auto Shutdown Manager balances automation with user needs.
This is already more interesting than I thought it would be.
Good.
What other configuration options are there?
Well, next up, we have the Network tab.
The Network tab.
This is where you can really dive into the client server settings and those wake on LAN options we talked about.
So if we want to prevent a server from shutting down while certain clients are connected or configure those magic packet wake up calls, this is where we do it.
Exactly. And you can get really granular here. You can even have a client monitor the status of other devices on the network, like printers or scanners, and prevent the server from shutting down as long as those devices are active.
That's incredibly versatile.
Yeah.
It's like you can customize the power management strategy for your entire network, not just individual computers.
You can. This is just the tip of the iceberg.
Really?
We haven't even touched on application monitoring, scheduled tasks, or those time-based rules that give you even more control over your computer's power states.
Okay, I'm officially hooked. Let's dive into those next.
All right, so let's dig into those other configuration options you mentioned.
Okay.
We'll start with the Applications tab.
Applications tab.
This is where you can really fine-tune things based on what software is running.
So if I'm in the middle of editing a video or running a complex simulation, I can make sure Auto Shutdown Manager doesn't pull the plug prematurely.
Exactly. You can specify which applications, when running, should prevent a shutdown.
Okay.
And there are several ways to do this, each with its own advantages.
Okay, break it down for me. What are the options?
So the simplest method is by window title.
Okay.
But this only works for applications that automatically close when their task is done.
Right.
For more complex programs, you can use internal program IDs for temporary monitoring.
So if I'm only concerned about a specific program for a short period, that's the way to go.
Right. But for the most accurate and flexible control, you'll want to use performance counters.
Performance counters? That sounds a bit techie.
It's not as complicated as it sounds.
Okay.
You basically select counters that reflect the application's activity.
Okay.
For example, you could monitor a media player's playback rate.
Okay.
If it's above zero, the application is active. If it's zero, it's idle.
So it's all about finding the right indicators to tell Auto Shutdown Manager whether an application is truly being used or not.
Exactly. And the software gives you a lot of flexibility to fine-tune these settings based on your specific needs.
Okay, so we've covered the idle timer for general idleness, the network tab for those client-server interactions, and now the applications tab for making sure those critical programs keep running. What else is there?
Let's move on to the scheduled tasks tab.
Scheduled tasks.
This one's pretty straightforward.
Right.
It allows you to prevent shutdowns when scheduled tasks are pending.
Got it.
Think virus scans or backups that are set to run at specific times.
So I can make sure those tasks aren't interrupted by an unexpected shutdown, even if the computer appears idle?
Right. And you can even define a buffer period around those scheduled tasks to ensure they have plenty of time to complete.
Very cool. Now, what about people who use virtual machines?
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming Auto Shutdown Manager wouldn't play nice with those.
Actually, there's a dedicated VMware tab that allows you to manage those virtual machines seamlessly.
Oh.
You can configure it to suspend or shut down virtual machines before the host computer shuts down, ensuring data integrity.
So it's like tucking those virtual machines in for the night before turning off the main computer.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
That's a nice touch. What about starting them back up?
You can set it up to automatically restart those virtual machines when the host wakes up.
Okay.
Streamlining your workflow.
All right, so we've covered general idleness, network settings, applications, schedule tasks, and even virtual machines. It's amazing how much control this software gives you.
It's pretty comprehensive.
But all of this seems focused on reacting to idleness. What if I want to proactively schedule events?
That's where the time rules tab comes in.
Time rules.
It allows you to define time-based actions that operate independently of the idle timer.
So I can schedule my computer to wake up every morning at 8 a.m. ready for me to start work, regardless of whether it's been idle or not.
You got it. And you can go beyond simple wake up and shut down events. You can change shutdown modes, run applications, or even trigger other actions at specific times.
That opens up a lot of possibilities. You could even use it to create a night shift mode that dims the screen or adjusts other settings after a certain hour.
Exactly. It's all about tailoring the behavior of your computer to match your schedule and preferences.
Okay, so we have the idle timer for reactive shutdown and now time rules for those proactive events. What else is there?
We've still got the general tab.
General tab.
Which handles those overall settings like user warnings, mouse and keyboard sensitivity for idle detection, and even things like running applications before shutdown or saving documents automatically.
So this is where you fine-tune the user experience and make sure everything runs smoothly.
Right. And there's even an option for voice sensitivity.
Voice sensitivity. What's that?
Auto Shutdown Manager can actually monitor sound levels through a microphone.
Really?
And delay shutdown if a certain volume is exceeded.
Oh, wow.
So if you're on a conference call or watching a movie, you won't be interrupted by an unexpected shutdown, even if your mouse and keyboard are inactive.
That's a really thoughtful feature. They really have thought of everything.
They have. But we've only covered half the ground so far. We still need to explore that powerful management console in more detail.
Okay, bring it on. Let's hear all about this mission control for PC power management. What are the key components?
So the management console is divided into five main sections: client manager, license manager, update manager, maintenance manager, and reports.
Okay, let's start with the client manager. What does that handle?
The client manager is where you'll spend most of your time. It's your command center for managing all the client computers on your network. You can create groups of settings and assign clients to those groups.
Right.
Giving you granular control over how different computers behave.
So I could group computers based on their roles or usage patterns and apply different power management policies to each group.
Exactly. You could have separate groups for office PCs, servers, laptops, even those display computers we talked about earlier.
Right.
Each with their own custom settings. And you can make changes to those settings on the fly, pushing them out to the clients instantly.
So it's like having a live control panel for your entire network's power management.
That's a great way to put it. But it's not just about control.
Okay.
The client manager also gives you a wealth of information about each client.
All right.
Including their online status, last connection time, and even their current power mode.
So I can see at a glance which computers are online, offline, or in a power-saving mode.
Exactly. And you can filter that view to find specific clients or groups of clients,
okay,
making it easy to manage even a large network.
This is starting to sound a bit overwhelming. Are you telling me I need to be a tech expert to use this software?
Not at all. While the client manager offers a lot of advanced features for those who need them, it's also designed to be user-friendly.
Okay.
There are wizards and helpful tooltips to guide you through the process, and many common tasks can be accomplished with just a few clicks.
Okay. Here. That's reassuring.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of actions can we actually perform on clients from this client manager?
You can do everything from remotely shutting down or waking up computers to moving them between groups, editing their settings, and even viewing detailed logs of their activity.
So if I need to quickly power on a group of computers for a presentation or make sure all the computers in a certain department are shut down for the night, I can do that from the client manager.
Exactly. And it all happens in real time, so you can see the results instantly.
This is truly mission control for PC power management.
Yeah.
But what about keeping track of all those licenses? That sounds like a headache.
That's where the license manager comes in.
License manager.
It offers two main licensing models: individual permanent licenses for each client, or a centralized license leasing system.
So we can either purchase a license for each computer or have clients lease licenses from a central server.
That's right. And the license leasing system is particularly convenient for larger networks.
Okay.
Because it's much more flexible and eliminates the need to manually enter licenses on every machine.
It sounds much more efficient.
It is. And it even supports hierarchical structures. So you can delegate license management to lower level servers within your organization.
That's great for larger organizations with distributed networks.
Yeah.
It allows for more decentralized management. Okay. I think we've got a good handle on the license manager. What's next?
Let's talk about the update manager.
Update manager.
Keeping your software up to date is crucial.
Right.
And the update manager makes this process a breeze.
So instead of manually updating each computer, I can push out updates from a central location. Please tell me that's true.
It is. You simply install the update on the server configured the update manager and enable updates for the desired client groups.
Okay.
The clients will then automatically download and install the update.
Sounds almost too easy. Are there any safeguards to ensure the updates are installed correctly?
Absolutely. The update manager performs checksum and hash code checks throughout the process to ensure the integrity of the update files.
Okay.
And to avoid overwhelming your network, you can even limit the number of clients that can update simultaneously.
Okay, so it's secure and efficient. I like it. What about the maintenance manager? What does that handle?
The maintenance manager is all about automating those routine power management tasks.
Okay.
You can schedule wake-up events for things like overnight updates, put computers into maintenance mode to prevent them from shutting down during specific periods, and even integrate with UPS systems for graceful shutdowns during power outages.
So if the power goes out, Auto Shutdown Manager can safely shut down my computers to prevent data loss.
Exactly. And you can even configure it to automatically restart those computers once the power comes back on.
That's a lifesaver.
It is.
It minimizes downtime and protects against those dreaded data corruption issues.
Right. And there's even more.
Really?
The Maintenance Manager also includes features for real-time wake-on-LAN shutdown and even integration with other systems like SCCM for even more automation.
Okay, before my head explodes from all this information.
Yeah.
What about those reports you mentioned earlier? What kind of insights can we get from those?
The reports section of the management console provides a wealth of data on the effectiveness of your auto shutdown manager deployment.
Okay.
You can generate reports on up and down times energy consumption cost savings and even CO2 emissions reduction.
So I can actually see how much money and energy I'm saving by using this software.
Exactly. And you can generate those reports for individual clients, groups of clients, or even your entire network.
Okay.
Making it easy to track your progress and identify areas for improvement.
This is incredible. I'm starting to think every business and organization should be using this software.
It's certainly a powerful tool that can make a big difference in terms of efficiency and cost savings.
Okay, we've covered the client manager, license manager, update manager, and maintenance manager. That's a lot of ground. What's left?
We still need to dive into the file scanner feature and those real-world examples of how auto shutdown manager is being used in different scenarios.
Okay.
And of course, there's that integration with SCCM that we touched upon earlier.
Right.
Lots more to explore.
Okay. I'm ready for more. Let's hear it. Okay, before we wrap up this deep dive, I'm really curious about this file scanner feature you mentioned.
Right.
It sounds like something out of a spy movie.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Well, it's not quite as secretive as it sounds.
Okay.
The file scanner is a powerful tool that lets you automate tasks.
Okay.
By processing external job files.
Okay.
Think of it as a way to give Auto Shutdown Manager instructions from outside the management console.
So I could create my own scripts or programs that generate these job files.
Mm-hmm.
And Auto Shutdown Manager would automatically carry out those instructions.
Exactly. It opens up a world of possibilities for customization and integration with other systems.
What kind of jobs can we actually automate this way?
You can automate things like week on LAN scheduling, managing those wall proxies we talked about, assigning clients to specific groups, even deleting clients from the system.
Oh, okay.
It's really quite versatile.
So for those who are comfortable working with code or scripts, the file scanner offers a way to extend Auto Shutdown Manager's functionality even further.
Precisely. It's a great option for power users or IT professionals who need that extra level of control and automation.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Now let's shift gears and talk about those real-world examples you mentioned earlier.
Right.
What kind of scenarios does the manual highlight?
The manual covers a wide range of scenarios,
okay,
from managing servers and client PCs in an office environment to handling TV recordings and even integrating with VMware virtual machines.
Okay.
It's not just theory. They provide practical step-by-step examples of how to use Auto Shutdown Manager in different situations.
So they walk you through the process of configuring the software to meet specific requirements, like ensuring those office computers shut down after hours,
yeah,
but those servers stay running.
Exactly. And they go beyond the basic setup, showing you how to use some of those advanced features we discussed, like performance counter monitoring to solve real-world problems.
For example, they show how to make sure a computer doesn't shut down while it's processing TV recordings or running those late-night backup processes.
Exactly. It's really helpful to see how all these features come together in practical applications.
Yeah.
And they also address some common challenges, like how to configure Auto Shutdown Manager to work seamlessly with virtual machines.
It's like they've anticipated all the questions someone might have and provided clear solutions.
They have. And that's one of the things that makes this manual so valuable.
Right.
It's not just a dry technical document. It's a practical guide filled with real-world insights.
Okay, I'm sold on the manual. Now let's circle back to something we touched on earlier.
Sure.
That SCCM plugin.
Yeah.
Can you remind me what that's all about and why it's so important?
So the SCCM plugin is designed for organizations that use Microsoft System Center Configuration Manager,
okay,
to manage their software deployments and updates.
Okay.
It basically allows Auto Shutdown Manager to talk to SCCM,
okay,
ensuring computers are powered on and ready for those deployments.
So if SCCM needs to push out an update overnight, the plugin makes sure those computers are awake and ready to receive it, even if they would normally be shut down.
Exactly. And it does this using Auto Shutdown Manager's robust wake on LAN capabilities. So you can be confident that those computers will be powered on reliably, even if they're in remote locations or behind firewalls.
Or a huge time saver for IT administrators.
Absolutely.
No more manually waking up computers or dealing with failed deployments because machines were offline.
Right. And the plugin takes care of all the scheduling automatically, so you don't have to manually configure anything.
Okay.
It's a seamless integration that just works.
I'm starting to see why so many organizations rely on Auto Shutdown Manager.
Yeah.
It's not just about saving energy.
Yeah.
It's about improving efficiency, enhancing security, and making life easier for IT professionals.
It really is a comprehensive solution.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part is it's constantly evolving.
Right.
The developers are always adding new features and improving existing ones based on user feedback.
That's great to hear.
It
means this software will only get better over time.
It will. And that's why I encourage everyone to explore the manual and the software itself.
Yeah.
You might be surprised at what you discover and how much you can benefit from using it.
This has been an incredibly eye-opening deep dive.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't expect to be this fascinated by PC power management.
No, right.
But Auto Shutdown Manager is clearly much more than just a simple off switch.
It is. It's a powerful tool that can make a real difference in how we use and manage our computers.
Well said. And, as always, we encourage our listeners to continue their own exploration of this topic. There's a wealth of information out there.
Absolutely.
And who knows what other hidden gems you might discover.
Happy diving, everyone.
Until next time.